A summary of fund transfers being presented to the Finance and Audit Committee. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Robinson is going to deal with it.
The item for the DOT, I can address.
Please.
Okay, there is a request for a $1,000 fund transfer. The Department of Highway, Department of Transportation, Highway Maintenance Section, originally had a bank account with $1,000 limit in it, or it's actually $1,150. We took $150 out to go toward petty cash, and we're requesting per county board procedures to return the $1,000 back because of the use of credit cards. We no longer need the bank account. So we're actually getting ready to put the money back into the county budget.
Thank you. Thumbs up more than we had. Okay. While I still have you there, will you please talk about the road for Mr. Hack? You're going to talk about the other one, right? The rodeo.
Oh, okay. The Department of Transportation, next week, the week of the 14th through the 19th, we celebrate National Public Works Week, and we also take the opportunity to retrain and reorient our CDL drivers, and we do safety training. We have scheduled 2 days, which is 16th and 17th of May. It's located out at the 440th. And it's an opportunity each day to see 100 of our CDL operators and to meet and greet. Also an opportunity for you to have lunch with people who may be part of your constituency and to have a face-to-face and a one-on-one. That's what you want to do. and also to, build morale, and that's what we do for our department. It's our morale builder. It is actually funded by our insurance carrier because the purpose is for us to reduce our insurance costs, which every year we have had a reduction, and we've gone, based on our training, we've improved the skill of our commercial driver operators, which is our bus drivers. This would be for the airport, also our fleet mechanics to repair the equipment, and also for our highway drivers. So we would like to invite you all to take time out of your day. We start very early in the morning, 7:30 for kickoff, but you're invited for lunch for either of the 2 days. And that would be for the 16th and the 17th. On the 18th, we actually go into the community, and this year we chose two schools. One would be Honey Creek, and the other is another school on the northwest side of Milwaukee. We invite the kids to come in for 4 hours a day, and we actually introduce them to what Milwaukee County Department of Transportation does, what our careers involve, and opportunities for the youth. We have donations that come in that pay for the lunches for the kids, and we actually have our staff come out and show all of the things that we as Milwaukee County do. So it's part of our education community awareness. And on Saturday, if you don't have anything to do from 7 to 1, you can come to the same location. And you can come and meet and greet our workers, which is Department of Transportation, which is all of our workers, and their families. We allow them to come out because we usually have our drivers in vehicles. They don't have an opportunity to bring their kids to see them at work. So it's an opportunity for them to actually see what their parents do and to actually get into the pieces of equipment so that they can take pride in what their parents do for a living. So we would like to invite anyone to come to any of our events, and you'll be most welcome. And I'd be more than happy to include you if I see you as part of our official guests. So if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call or Mr. Buzalaki.
Okay, Mr. Howell.
There are two fund transfers going this cycle from Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services. One of them is a $15,000 request to move money from one account to another account that we can use to pay consultants for 2013 capital estimating requests. As a part of the 2013 capital process, we're in the midst right now of estimating projects that the owner departments are requesting, and we needed some assistance this year in handling the volume, and so this allows us to hire a consultant to help us in that effort. The other item is a $350,000 fund transfer related to the MOU that was an item in the recent item that was passed. It has to do with allowing us to retain a consultant to finish the design and bid out a greenhouse functional replacement at Mitchell Domes.
Any questions on these two items? So, let's go.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question about, so where are we moving it from? I understand what it's being used for, but where is it being transferred from?
Mr. Chair, supervisors, I believe that's a DAS fiscal question that I can't answer the specifics of with regard to.
Anyone from DAS? Okay.
Okay, seems like a basic question, but all right.
Okay, well, thank you everyone for coming, and I thank everyone participated in particular the committee, and I hope everybody have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.